And now we go over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he told me about a sure summer hit and what sounds to me as his favourite film at the recent Cannes Film Festival. Peter, welcome back to the programme.
Thanks very much, Linda.
Talking about one of your favourites at Cannes, I take it. We're going to be talking about Looking for Eric, the film by Ken Loach.
Yes, I'd really like to enthuse about Looking for Eric and recommend it. As I mentioned in the previous programmes, that it did win the Ecumenical Juries Award. And that's an interesting thing, that past ecumenical juries have been very favourable to Ken Loach's films. Up till this, he'd won 8 of them. In fact, along with Christoph Zanussi, he's the director who's won the most ecumenical or Cygnus awards. But this time we had, as the president of the jury, a guest president, a Romanian director who lives in France, Radu Michelinu. And he made a good speech at the award, praising the values that were there in Looking for Eric in terms of social justice, its concern about ordinary working class people, but its optimism. And I was very struck by that, because I don't always think of Loach as the most optimistic of directors. I think you've seen some of Loach's films, and some of them can be rather grim.
I have, absolutely. I also, maybe I'm mistaken, but I think that Loach himself has said he's not really religious at all, is he?
No, he's very much socially concerned. I know some of the British reviewers of the past felt he was just too socialist and liked to brand him as a communist, and then got very disedified when they heard that he got so many awards from the churches. But I think I might have mentioned earlier that his films since, I think, 1995 or 96, the screenplays have all been written, including Looking for Eric, by Paul Laverty, a Scotsman who studied for the priesthood in Rome but didn't continue, and that Loach has been very much influenced by Laverty's broader perspectives on the church. So I think that, and again, Loach has just turned 70, so I suppose he's mellowed in older age.
You know what I think he does so well is he really brings out the humanity in his characters, and everyone really relates to them and relates to their misfortunes, and that puts them into contact with the difficulties of the poor, of the unemployed. You come out of a Loach film, you think, gosh, that could have happened to me.
It's true, and this one is set in Manchester. And the central character is a postman and an ordinary fellow, but his life hasn't turned out at all as he expected. He has 2 failed marriages. He's got 2 stepsons at home who are fairly raucous. He's got a daughter who's actually studying, and he's very supportive, but he hasn't seen his first wife for a long time and is really down and depressed. And the humorous thing is that one of the posties loves self-help books and reads all these exercises. So he gets all the mates at the beginning of the film, and they sit in this room, and he gets them to close their eyes and imagine somebody they really admired.
With your eyes closed, breathing slowly.
What's best, in through the nose and out through the mouth?
Breathe through your arse, if you like, just breathe.
And look at themselves through his eyes, and all of them, there's Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, Fidel Castro, Frank Sinatra, and the main postie chooses Eric Cantona. His name is also Eric.
Fidel Castro.
Sammy Davis.
Gandhi.
Nice one. Right. Eric.
Eric Cantona. King Eric. Best footballer ever lived.
And as a result, throughout the film, Eric Cantona appears in the other Eric's imagination.
Sometimes we forget that you're just a man.
I'm not a man. I am Cantona.
And they have a lot of conversations about the meaning of his life and what he ought to do. Some very wise words from Cantona. In fact, when they're talking about goals, he says, his favourite memory from his football days is not a goal, but when he was an assist. He actually passed the ball to someone else to get a goal. And the ecumenical jury president was very taken by that quote and used it in the statement or the motivation for the film.
Yeah, let's also just mention, maybe not everybody's a big soccer fan, who Eric Cantona is.
Well, you caught me on that. I had to find out who he was. I did find out a couple of years ago because after his football career with Manchester United, he actually became an actor and has appeared in quite a number of films. Even as long ago as 1998, he was the French ambassador in the film Elizabeth. So he moved from being a very much an admired football star to being an actor.
I've got a feeling that you approved this prize, this ecumenical prize that the ecumenical jury decided to award Ken Loach, and that you personally liked the film very much.
I did, and I should add two things. One is a caution. You mentioned that he presents ordinary people. He presents ordinary people who swear a great deal. And if people don't like hearing that, I think they need a warning. But having said that, underlying all that is what you talked about, is that deep humanity. But this time, he's much more hopeful. He's got a lot of funny remarks and funny sequences. And there is a gang of young thugs in Manchester who terrorise one of the stepsons. So all the mates decide then that they'll confront these young thugs. And three busloads of them on the way to a match all put on Eric Cantona masks and confront these thugs.
We are Operation Cantona!
And really, the press audience enjoyed it very much and burst into applause. So it's not your typical grim Loach, though there are grim aspects. It's rather much more hopeful.
You've been listening to film critic Peter Malone, head of the film office at Cygnus.